Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Peter and Maya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Deputy Premier Stephen Miles confirms that he and Treasurer Cameron Dick will form a new leadership team as Health Minister Shannon Fentiman withdraws her contention for Premier of Queensland. With no other candidates, Miles will be named Premier on Friday, although he says he is not taking that decision for granted. Miles is already announcing new policy for his government, including a freeze of car registration costs. Dick will retain his Treasury portfolio in the new government, but significant changes to the Cabinet are expected.
Tropical Cyclone Jasper is expected to hit far north Queensland today. Cyclone Jasper, currently a Category 1 cyclone, will cross the Queensland coast at Wudjil Wudjil between Cooktown and Port Douglas this afternoon or evening. Meteorologists say the area can expect strong winds, large swells, storms, and life-threatening floodwaters. Residents are advised to listen to warnings and not to drive in the cyclone.
In national news, the federal mid-year budget update is set to be released this morning. The mid-year economic and fiscal outlook will allow the Albanese government to tweak budget strategy for the new year. The MYEFO is expected to show a jump in interest payments, averaging to 11.7% per year over the next decade, exceeding the spending growth for the NDIS, hospitals, and defence. 92% of additional revenue is also expected to be banked over the next 4 years. This is almost double the previous government's average of 40%. Treasurer Jim Charles shares that returning the majority of revenue upgrades to the budget will take pressure off inflation, get debt to a better trajectory, and avoid billions of dollars in interest costs.
The National Redress Scheme is expanded to include eligibility for migrant children. The scheme, implemented in July 2018, acknowledges and offers support to those who have experienced child sexual abuse in Australian institutions. It also works to hold these institutions accountable. Up until now, an applicant had to be an Australian citizen or permanent resident to be eligible to apply for redress. An offer for redress can include a payment, confidential and culturally safe counselling, and a direct personal response from an institution. Applicants can choose which part of the offer they would like to receive. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says this change will allow children, regardless of citizenship or permanent residency, the recognition, acknowledgement and support for the suffering they have endured.
In international news, 24 million Ukrainians are impacted by a cyber attack on the largest mobile network provider. Kyivstar suffered a major outage on Tuesday in the cyber attack. The company's CEO, Oleksandr Komarov, said the outage is a result of the war with Russia. Russia is suspected of being behind the cyber attack. Komarov said there is significant damage to network infrastructure and the two databases containing customer data have been damaged and locked.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.